Well, good afternoon. This is New Year's Day, January 1, 2023. We are going to take a look at Herb Fitch's series of talks, the Kauai 1989 talks, the preparation for the seminar, and the seminar, Chicago 1990 Healing Techniques. All right, so we're starting right here with tape number one, New Dimensions in Spiritual Healing. Now, what I want to do, and I hope you'll do with me, is find and practice the spiritual principles that are brought forth. Herb says, we're going to learn to practice new dimensions in spiritual healing. Many Infinite Way students do not have a specific idea about the nature and the method of spiritual healing, or just what spiritual healing can be and cannot be. To accomplish this, we must say many things that we cannot say to normal students. Well, this assumes that he's talking to advanced students. And anybody that's a member of our list and has been a member for some time should be one of these advanced students. You should be able to hear what he has to say, or what Christ has to say through him. Some of you may be shocked by what we say, but be sure that it is all necessary for your own success. You remember Joel Goldsmith's Truth is Shocking? If you're not shocked occasionally, you are perhaps not hearing truth. This seminar will be unique to many of you. If you are a healing practitioner seeking advanced techniques, or if you feel an inner calling to be a transparency for the light, I believe this seminar will and can play a vital role in your journey to higher realms of consciousness. Have you meditated on that word, consciousness? At one point, Joel said it was the most important word in the Infinite Way, consciousness. One feature above all distinguishes spiritual healing apart from every type of healing on Earth. That feature was revealed on Earth when the Son of Man declared, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Whoever contacts the power of resurrection will radiate Christ's healing in the world and will walk in the kingdom of eternal life, lifting his brothers on earth. That is what we are here to learn how to do. Well, if you ever needed a purpose, there is one right there. That is what we are here to learn how to do. To contact the power of resurrection, to radiate Christ's healing to the world, to walk in the kingdom of eternal life, and to lift our brothers and sisters on earth. Oh, is that all? These words reveal one of the most exciting truths that is destined to change our world. A truth so unsuspected that our realization of it in fullness will make all these baffling, horrifying evils on earth dissolve into total nothingness. That truth awaiting your recognition is simply this, and please jot it down in your book of things to know forever. Nothing, absolutely nothing in God's creation needs healing. Now, that's the very first principle that he's giving us. And it's a doozy. It's a wowzer. Here we are studying the healing seminars of 1989 and 1990, and we're going to learn advanced healing techniques, and the very first principle is nothing in God's creation needs healing. That is something for you to take into your inner closet, dwell with, live with, ask yourself, how would you practice that in your day-to-day affairs? Nothing, absolutely nothing in God's kingdom, God's creation, needs healing. So you're interrupted while you're thinking about this with the phone ringing, and you pick up the phone and someone says, I need your help. My daughter's contracted some rare disease, and the doctors don't even know for sure what it is. She can't breathe. Now, you just read, nothing in God's creation needs healing. So what are you going to do with that phone call? Are you going to pretend that it's nothing when the person's suffering? This book, these talks, this tape is going to tell you what you are to do. So you'll never be stuck wondering and searching madly inside for a truth that'll work. Did you ever see Jesus Christ do that? Or Joel Goldsmith search around madly for a truth that would work? No, they seem to come by it quite naturally. They seem to be rested and relaxed. Jesus says, Father, I know that you always hear me. I know that I and the Father are one. But for the sake of those standing around, I'm saying this prayer that they might believe. And Lazarus, come forth. And he did. Nothing in God's creation needs healing. When you truly believe that, know that, and are true to the truth of that, you will be one of the world's greatest spiritual healers, because that is your number one healing principle. And know that when you learn it well, that the world will beat a path to your door Yes, they'll be asking, help me, help me, help me. If you cannot be persuaded that anything or anyone created by God needs healing, correction, or improvement, you will experience the healing power of the Christ. Isn't that the strangest thing? My spiritual teacher told me, you will learn how to stand up and sit down at the same time. And that's what he was referring to. You are confronted with something that needs healing. Now, let's not pretend. They need healing. You can see them. You can hear them. And the very first truth is nothing, absolutely nothing in God's creation needs healing. If you cannot be persuaded that anything or anyone created by God needs healing, you will experience the healing power of the Christ. Now, when you know it doesn't need healing, you will be a healer. Isn't that strange? So very strange. And I can tell you why. Because when you recognize that nothing needs healing, you will also recognize that this that's appearing before you is a mental image. It doesn't need healing. What needs to happen is for Christ, your true self, to be introduced onto the scene, as Joel would say. And so, you're confronted, you turn within, you remember, nothing in God's creation needs healing. Nothing. You close your eyes. Ah, that's right. Now, Father, closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet, reveal yourself, your Son. Reveal your creation, where nothing needs healing because all is one with God. Speak, Father, thy servant heareth. And you listen, and you wait. And there's an inner stirring. You feel that presence, the presence of your true self. And you know there's only one true self, and it's the self of everyone. And so no matter what the mental image is being projected at you, the self there is the self here that you're feeling. And so you can release it and rest back in the Word. And the Word is not the words, not the scriptures, or the statements of truth. The Word is that conscious awareness within you of the presence of the one self. That's the Word you rest in. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I within you will give you rest. There remaineth a rest to the children of God. So Herb says, on the other hand, if you can be persuaded that something in God's creation needs healing, I can tell you now, your patient will not receive divine help because you will be separated from God's universe in that belief. You will separate yourself. If you believe in a God who is imperfect, you are believing in what does not exist. There is no such God, and your divided consciousness will deceive you into a false relationship with the God who does not exist. So now, with your inner ear, listen carefully, not for sounds, but for meaning, until your whole being is receptive to a presence within you, a presence with a message from the kingdom to your soul, a message saying to you with total truth that only your enlightened soul can hear. I am the resurrection and the life. I am come that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, when you hear that within your being, or when you feel it, it's not necessary that you hear the words. It is necessary that you feel the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And that word is the movement, the presence, the message, the inner feeling, the intuitive knowing, the one Son of God within you, Christ. And so your awareness of Christ is the word that you rest in. Christ entering your consciousness is the healer, the miracle worker, the resurrection from the grave of illusion, and this inner revelation of the perfect spiritual reality is the true spiritual healing. Why? Do you know why? It comes back to that word consciousness. Whatever you are aware of in your consciousness takes form and appears out here in your life, or anyone turning to you. And so if you in your consciousness entertain this false God he was talking about, you say, come on, God, let me have this. Then you're assuming, you're acting like God is withholding, and there's no such God. However, you should now be at the place where you can turn within, still the senses, be quiet, be at peace, and listen. You should be at the place where you can commune with that inner presence, your Christ Self, the one infinite Son of God, which is the eye of you. And in feeling that, in your conscious awareness of it, it takes form. Your consciousness will always take form. I think Joel himself said there is no unexpressed consciousness. All right? So that's the key. That's the secret. Without realizing the total possibilities available, we fall into a strange trap. We do not expect the maximum from our healers. We seek temporary repairs for human bodies, and that is precisely what we get. You get what you expect to get. Again, it's a matter of consciousness. If your consciousness is entertaining the idea that, well, this fellow or this gal can probably heal me of this sore throat and headache, then you'll probably be healed of your sore throat and headache. That's what you're entertaining in consciousness. You see, you yourself have the key to the kingdom. What you entertain in consciousness is what will appear as form. And if you entertain your true identity, if you entertain your Christ self, the self of God, the Son of God, if you feel it, and you actually feel it, you're aware of it, you commune with it, it forms itself as your experience. And you say, wow, what a wonderful day I had. Yes, that harmony, those blessings, that peace, that joy, that's an emanation of your real self. Okay, so to continue, all our human healings are in the dream mind, the dream body, the dream life that imitates the true creation of God. Well, that's pretty heavy duty, isn't it? So that means if you have a healing of a headache, of the flu, of COVID-19, if you have a healing of your finances, if you have a healing of your relationships, your marriage, your partner, if you have healings in your life, well, what does he say? They are taking place in the dream mind, dream body, dream life, which is an imitation of the real creation of God. You have a real self, a spiritual self, a Christ self. And this self dwells in your center. And if you will have it, you can invite it into your consciousness. I stand at the door and knock. If any man will, let me in, invite me in, I will come in and sup with him. Now, the truth is that you were born with that within you. And so it doesn't really enter your consciousness. It's already there. It enters your conscious awareness. Yes, then you have the conscious awareness of your Christ self. Sometimes in meditation, you feel it moving. You can feel it. It's a gentle touch. Those words which I love so well, and the spirit moved over the face of the deep. That's exactly what it feels like. The deep being your consciousness. The spirit moves over the face of your consciousness. And you feel that movement. You feel that ripple, that wave. Well, let's continue. The simple fact is that these healings are performed by mortals for mortals in time that God did not create. So when you experience only a physical healing, a healing of your life out here, that's not a spiritual healing. That's taking place in the dream of your life, your mortal life, and you haven't got one. That's what Joel said to me. You don't have one. You haven't got one. When the patient dies on the operating table, where is God power? Does God heal one patient and not another? You see how old and archaic and ancient that concept is? Well, God healed this one because he was worthy, but that one, what wasn't? Well, that's not the way God works, and we know it. What about the thief on the cross? Today you'll be with me in paradise. Today. You don't have to go back to the back 40 and earn your way back up to the house. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Wow. World mind is the very substance of mortality. And all mortals are bound by the same limitation through time, space, and matter. So you see, mortals have a very superficial concept of life. It begins with birth, it ends with death. And within the fragmentary framework, all so-called healings are very shallow, very partial, and very temporary, just like mortality itself. All right, now he's going to take a big jump here on the other side. I put a little star next to it. When you can learn to dissolve karma, you can transcend pain. You can reveal celestial harmony, boundless peace, wholeness, where the human eyes see disease, disability, and even death. All spiritual healing secrets can be learned. They defy understanding, but they work when your consciousness is awakened to the invisible spiritual reality around you and within you. Your soul, your spirit, your life are now immortal. The spiritual healer accepts your immortality and contacts the divine life source and lets the resurrecting Christ reveal its perfection, its perfect presence, where you stand. Do you remember Joel telling us that he never healed anybody? He healed his own consciousness. He never gave a treatment to anybody. He gave a treatment to his consciousness. It has to evolve to the place where you do the same thing. Someone comes to you, or they call you. I'm hurting, I'm in pain, I fell down. You know this person is 82 years old. Your first thought is, maybe she broke something and should get to the hospital. That's a very human thought, very caring thought. But it's not truth. It's a part of the lie. You are being confronted with the mental image. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to get from that mental image to the place where you're feeling the presence and knowing that it is on the scene? Well, you have to make a start somewhere. And so we start by recognizing, wait a minute. This entire scene of mortality is a myth. It's a myth. It's not even real. I don't need to change anybody or heal anybody. That's the mental images I've been studying about. So what am I to do about them? Well, who do they belong to? They belong to this person I'm seeing? No. They're being shown to me. If I accept them, then they belong to me. And so I must give myself a treatment. This picture appearing, this appearance, is world mind. It's the mind thinking about a world that God never made. A world made by hands. And I'm going to release it. It was never made. God made all that was made. And without him was nothing made that was made. And so I release it. I don't have to do anything about that picture other than to know it belongs to no one. There's no one there to which it can belong. And so I let it go. Now I turn within. Where is my Christ self? Where is the infinite, everlasting, immortal self? It's somewhere here within. Is it within my thinking? Can I think the right thought and have it appear? If I think, you are well, Susan Smith, you are well, you are well, you are well. Is she well? Nope. So it's not in my thinking. I don't have to establish something in my thinking. What then? What am I to do? I need to go deeper. I need to go deeper. Joel says you haven't got one, so I don't have to look in that direction. Father, I am still. I am listening. Reveal the one self, the spiritual self that you created. God itself is the spiritual creation, the one infinite self. So let me be still. Father, reveal the real self. Reveal your spiritual creation. I listen. I wait upon the Lord. And it seems like nothing's happening. So I open my eyes, and wait, there it is, a feeling of the presence. Whose presence? It's my presence. It's thy presence. It's the only presence that God created. And I rest in it. Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Father, thy will be done. And this feeling, this inner attunement, this inner at-one-ment, will go about its business. I don't have to direct it, coach it, steer it, or make it happen. I only have to be still. The garment of spirit is substituted for the garment of skin. The spiritual healer knows his patient is the Spirit, the Son of God, and that his Father has laid down the flawless rules of spiritual healing, and no man can improve them. These divine principles invite infinite Christ power to break the hypnosis of the dream, to reveal the pure creation. And when you experience the changeover from your human mind to the Christ mind, which is the renewal of mind spoken of by Paul, all things become possible as a spiritual healer living in the spiritual consciousness of life. You are God-led, God-fed, God-directed, God-sustained, linked to Christ within you. You build receptivity to God power. Now he says, I found on page 81 in Joel's book, The Thunder of Silence, this statement. Let's look at page 81. Hang on a second. I think he's going to quote the Beyond Words and Thoughts book by Joel, but he says it's The Thunder of Silence, and I don't think it is. I just looked and it's not there. But anyway, the quote is, people of any nation can be saved, of any race, of any family, if they have learned to pray and to open themselves so that the voice can speak within them, direct them, lead them, guide them, feed them, clothe them, and house them. Now, in stillness, contemplate these words. All nations can be saved, all people can be saved by the resurrecting Christ within you. Yeah, from the world mind mental images, but by the Christ within you. Within you is the potential for a better world. Release that resurrecting Christ within you and let Christ do the work. Right now, God is ising. You do not have to ask God to be or to do anything at all. You stand in the infinite silence awaiting His living Word. Don't push that Word away. Father, I await Your Word, Your grace. I am ready to serve. I am ready to know Your truth and to follow it. I am ready to live it daily. I am ready to lay down my life that Your life in me may live. For I know that Your life is my life, and I have no other. I am immortal life now. All sense of mortality has been a dream. All sense of life separate and apart from the Father within has been a dream. I cannot have such a life that is a world dream, and I no longer subscribe to it. Now, let us plant within ourselves new healing principles based on the knowledge that nothing in God's creation needs healing. And that's the end of side one. Let us push on for side two. Accept God as your Father. If you do, then you must also accept the word of God. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So if you believe on one hand that God will never leave you nor forsake you, can you on the other hand say, I have a problem, I'm going blind, I am losing my job, my husband is leaving me, my child is deathly ill? In the presence of God, your Father, all things are provided. His grace is always your sufficiency in all things. His intelligence always knows your needs, and His power always provides those needs. Then what is your real problem? What's your real problem? You do not believe that God is your Father. And why do we fear? Why do you doubt? Because you are making decisions with the human mind. The human mind can never know God. You see, we can live by the human mind and the thoughts that are entertained there and the mental images about a mortal material world and a mortal material self and mortal material patience, or we can live this other way, by listening, by always being attentive, by checking in several times a day to our own withinness, and listening, being receptive. And there we feel that inner movement, or we hear that inner voice, or we feel the inner presence. And that is our Christ mind. That's our Christ identity. That's the creation of God, made not by hands, but by Spirit and eternal in the heavens. That's your Christ self. And when you feel it, however you feel it, rest in it. Ah, there you are. I rest in you. Now thy will be done. And rest. It's wonderful. It's better than a 3-week vacation. And in that rest, I within you, I restore your soul. I lead you on paths of righteousness. I restore your soul. And that soul is your conscious awareness. As a spiritual healer, you will learn how to use your Christ mind. That's just what we were talking about. And you actually don't use it. It uses you. Let's establish a principle. We'll call it the first principle of your spiritual healing consciousness. Okay, now I know back here we had principle number one, which was absolutely nothing in God's creation needs healing. So this is really 1A, or 1B. And here it is. Perfection is the infinite law of God. Whether you're a blind man, a cripple, or a thief, your Christ mind knows that perfection is always present because God is always present. And when you doubt that perfection is present, you are not in your Christ mind. Now let's establish a second principle. All right, so that 1B was perfection is the infinite law of God. All right, now all these feel like just fanciful words or wishful thinking if you don't have the conscious awareness. If you have only the words and not the word, then it is wishful thinking. And you can say them and say them and say them and something, and nothing happens. But is it possible, is it really, truly possible to be lifted up in consciousness, to hear the still small voice, to feel the word? He uttered his word, the earth melted. When you feel that presence, that's the word, that's the manifestation. That's God speaking. And when you feel that word, that movement, you know God is speaking, and it's not your thinking. And it causes you to go, oh, thank you, Father, because you know God is on the scene. And it causes you to listen. It causes you to really listen. And yes, you're lifted in consciousness because you become consciously aware of the Word or God's manifestation. And when you're consciously aware of the Word forms itself, and harmony appears in your life and in anybody's life who's reaching out to you. Because they're really reaching in to you. The second principle is your patient has one Father, God. And everything God promised you, He also promised your patient. That includes love, power, intelligence, abundance, grace in all things. Therefore, whatever appearance denies the word of God must be a lie. Only God's perfect child stands before you. Now you know that is true in your Christ mind, misperceived by the human mind. Call no man your father upon the earth, and so the father of your patient is always God. When you accept the appearance, you're out of the Christ mind, into human mind, and you're no longer a spiritual healer. Christ mind accepts the word of God with total faith. These are your two principles which form the foundation before you even learn techniques. These are the foundations of spiritual consciousness. Everyone coming to you is God's child, perfect as His Heavenly Father. That's something that you have to practice. Really practice. You turn on the television, you see a political figure in the news, and you think to yourself, I hate this jerk. He's so dishonest. And you have to catch yourself right there. Wait a minute, that's my human mind. That's my human mind. I'm supposed to be living in my Christ mind. Your patient, this person, has one Father, God. And so instead of seeing this mental image that everybody voted against or everybody voted for, put on your Christ mind. Put on your immortality. Wait a minute there, fella. I'm not judging anymore. Let me be still. Father, what is the truth? What is your truth? Show me the real man, the real creation. When Jesus teaches, resist not evil, judge not after the appearance, He is emphasizing that any reaction to any imperfection is a lie and shuts you off from the power of a perfect God. You must go beneath the surface of that and see so that your non-resistance must also go beneath the surface. Deep hates, superstitions, and resentments, feelings from one generation passed on to the next, these must be uprooted so that you can face every individual, every circumstance, with equanimity. And when your consciousness even tries to accept every inhabitant of earth as spirit made in the image and likeness of God, you will understand why all things that are possible to God are possible to you. And the power of God will begin to pour through you in increased measure. These two monumental principles must become bone of your bone. And so, please accept this assignment. He's going to give you an assignment. Okay, let's look again. The first principle, perfection, is the infinite law of God. The second principle, your patient has one Father, God. Daily, develop an automatic acceptance of the divine presence by accepting the divinity of everyone you meet. Deny divinity to anyone, and you remove yourself from divine grace. Now that's not a punishment. God never punishes anyone. But when you step out of the Christ mind, and by denying divinity to anyone, you step into the human mind, and you reap what this human mind sows, which is a divided universe. That's you. That has nothing to do with God. Each one you see is the invisible divine self. Don't be fooled by the human mask. Don't be fooled by disabled bodies. To human eyes, divine life is not visible. That's a pretty heavy-duty statement right there. It means that you will never see divine life with your eyes. Never. But when you go within and you develop your inner spiritual eyes, your inner spiritual discernment, it is there that you can hear the word. You can see divine life. You can commune with Christ, with the Father. Every human error, sin, sickness, evil, presents a false sense image about the perfect, infinite, divine life, or what appears to us as a person. You must know the truth. You must believe the truth. You must act upon the truth. Only divine life is present. Only the child of God is present, not the visible form. We're entering that now you see me, now you don't, standing up, sitting down at the same time. Forgive everyone their seeming indiscretions. See no thief where a thief appears. No adulteress where an adulteress appears. No person where an individual appears. And the light of Christ will bless you with healing power. You sit down, you remind yourself, absolutely nothing in God's creation needs healing. Perfection is the infinite law of God. And this person presenting themselves has one Father, God. so they must be made of the substance of God. Here's another principle. All persons are the illusion we entertain about spirit. That's a principle. You can rely on that. All persons are the illusion or the mental image we entertain about spirit. So you're looking at spirit, you're standing in spirit, this is a spiritual universe, and you're seeing a mental image. It might be a good mental image, it might be a bad mental image. They're both the same. He says here, cancer appears in the colon of a person, but spirit is the reality of the person. Is cancer in the spirit? Well, we know better than to answer that in the affirmative. No. Then where is the cancer? The answer is breathtaking. We have an imperfect concept of God's perfect creation, and the cancer is in our imperfect concept. And that's why it can be changed, because when you go within and you entertain and feel and perceive the truth, then that truth dissolves the mental image and reveals its harmonious self right there. And we call it spiritual healing. We substitute persons for spirit without even thinking about it. Physical bodies for the one spiritual body without thinking about it. And subliminally, we give physical conditions to the bodies we have imagined without thinking about it. Before healing ourselves and others of human conditions, listen to several important statements from one of the world's most successful spiritual healers, Joel Goldsmith. These quotations come from Chapter 9 of Joel's book, Thunder of Silence. And the Chapter 9 is, This is a Spiritual Universe. And I have it right here in front of me. It says, what we see as body is not body, it's a mental image within our own thought. A universal mental concept, individualized within us. There's no such thing as a material body. There is only a material concept of body. There is no such thing as a material universe. There are only material concepts of the one spiritual universe. He says, we are free. As soon as we begin to understand that we live and move and have our being in the first chapter of Genesis, where man is made in the image and likeness of God, or spirit. When you impersonalize your patients and nothingize their problems, you are following in the footsteps of Christ. Then you will notice a change in yourself. A lightness, a strange freedom of detachment. Because in freeing them from the body concept, you really free yourself, and you feel it. You begin to experience your own spiritual body as the temple of the Holy Ghost. The invisible substance of all forms on earth is God. Impersonalizing, removing the belief in persons. Okay, impersonalizing means removing the belief in persons. Okay, here is a picture before me. It's presenting itself to me, therefore it's in my consciousness that I'm seeing it. And it looks like a person. But I've been taught to impersonalize. There's no person here. There's only spirit. That's a concept. That picture is a concept. Spirit is the reality. Spirit is the only substance, and the spirit contains no evil. There is no person, only spirit. The cancer that frightens us is not in the spirit of the patient, but in the false or illusory world mind which projects the false image of matter into the eye of the beholder, EYE. That was a misprint. Into the eye of the beholder. So, world mind projects this mental image into your consciousness. But you recognize it for what it is. Wait a minute. If I'm seeing a person, I'm looking at a mental image. Now, Father, I am still. I am listening. Reveal what is really there. Reveal the spiritual creation, the spiritual manifestation. Reveal the one eternal self. And I shut off my senses, and I listen within. Something may come to contemplate, but nothing may come. I may feel an inner movement. That's okay. We're almost done. I'm going to run over just a little to finish this first chapter, okay? Okay. Yes, where was I here? Nothing eyes is to nothing eyes is the principle, which is the realization that the spiritual creation is infinite without a material opposite and contains nothing, no disease, disability, deterioration, evil, darkness, sin, or iniquity, for spirit is pure, unconditioned, perfect forever. The dedicated healer begins his day every day by impersonalizing the human race. There's another direction. He has a, what did he call it over here? Please accept this assignment. And now he has another one. The dedicated healer begins his day or her day every day by impersonalizing the human race. And so you're going to have meditation first thing, impersonalizing the human race, eliminating material mortality from your consciousness, and then nothingizing all evil. This is how Joel actually spent his early mornings, usually from 3:30 a.m. until the click told him that he was invulnerable to persons and conditions. Jesus himself never faced a sick man or an evil condition. His consciousness was trained to remain above the universal hypnotism. "Who convinces me of sin?" he said. Always the spiritual healer is faced with a paradox. The lie he sees and the truth he knows. If he fights the lie, he loses, and his patient's condition continues. If he sees through the illusion of the condition and calmly puts up his sword with confidence that divine perfection is maintaining itself, God's law is working in spite of appearances, then he stands fast in the face of universal beliefs, and his fidelity to spirit will prevail. So we have another healing principle. Where the infinite self of God is, no other self can be. So therefore, your third principle is a universal truth, and that is where you must rivet your consciousness. Principle number three, you are divine being now. Your neighbor is divine being now. God is the only self in God's creation. Look beneath the surface of these precious words. From the Infinite One comes the Word, all that I have is thine. God is the only one, all that God has is thine. So who are you? If you have all that God has, and God is the only one, can you handle this truth? Or is it too big for you? Are you afraid to know that if you have all that God has, you must be God? I and the Father are one. Impersonalize every patient. Nothingize every condition stated in the shocking truth, I am the only self. Three indomitable principles for the spiritual healer. One eye where the patient stands. One eye where I stand. This is Christ's power. All right, so that's the first chapter in the healing seminars. It is New Dimensions in Spiritual Healing. There are four or five or six principles and two assignments there for you. So there is plenty of meat. Plenty of meat. This will lead you to a place where you discover your own internal Christ presence, where you discover that the Father created yourself in His image and likeness, where you discover that that presence you feel is your own infinite self. And when you discover that, you will take the next step. You will know, because you will feel it. I rest in thee. The Father within, through the Christ that I am, fulfill thyself, and you will rest. And you will be consciously aware of your inner presence. That's where this is leading. So that you are born again. You are born anew into a new conscious awareness. And then you will live by the Spirit within. Yes, you will impersonalize. See that there is no person. You will nothingize. You will see that there is no condition. There is a mental image, and you are to do nothing about that. You are to rest in the Word and watch its movement. It dissolves mental image. Okay, so I have enjoyed this, and I hope you discover a happy new self at the center of you, and thank you for drawing this forth.